Grand Theft Auto Online, GTA Online, is an immensely popular online multiplayer game, developed by Rockstar North and published by Rockstar Games. Since its release in 2013, it has continued to captivate millions of players around the world. The game allows players to explore a massive open world, undertake missions, and engage in various activities, such as racing, heists, and more. However, the introduction of the MK2 flying motorcycle has ruined the experience for many players. Today we look at its introduction and legacy. The MK2, also known as the Oppressor MK2, was introduced to the game in the After Hours update in 2018. It quickly became one of the most popular vehicles in the game due to its powerful capabilities. The MK2 is a fast and agile motorcycle that can fly and shoot missiles, making it a formidable vehicle in combat situations. Its versatility and mobility make it almost invincible, as it can easily dodge incoming attacks and strike its target quickly. The vehicle is incredibly overpowered, making it impossible to counter for many players. Its missile capabilities make it a one-shot kill for most other vehicles in the game, including planes, helicopters, and other motorcycles. The MK2's high speed and agility make it difficult to catch, and its ability to fly over obstacles means that it can avoid most hazards and obstacles. The MK2 has become a tool for griefers to ruin the game for others. Griefers can use the MK2 to repeatedly kill other players without giving them a chance to fight back. Many players have reported being relentlessly targeted by MK2 users, causing them to leave the game or switch to a private session. The Oppressor MK2 is an expensive vehicle, costing over $3 million in-game currency. However, its capabilities are so powerful that it has made many other vehicles in the game obsolete. This undermines the game's economy, as players are no longer incentivized to purchase other vehicles, reducing the overall value of the in-game currency. The price point has created a divide between players who can afford it and those who cannot. The fact that the vehicle is so powerful means that players who do not own one are at a significant disadvantage. This has created a pay-to-win mentality, where players feel that they need to spend real money to purchase in-game currency to afford the MK2, further contributing to the game's unbalanced nature. How to beat the Oppressor MK2? Use countermeasures. One way to combat the MK2 is to use countermeasures to protect yourself. There are various countermeasures available in the game that can be used to evade or block MK2 attacks. For example, using the flare gun can deflect missile attacks, and using chaff can disrupt the MK2's targeting systems. Other options include using the Night Shark or the Mach Cab, both of which have high resistance to missiles. Use passive mode. Passive mode is a game mechanic that allows players to become immune to attacks from other players. While in passive mode, players cannot be killed, and they cannot kill other players. While this may not be the most exciting way to play the game, it can be a useful tool for avoiding griefers who use the MK2. Fight back. While the MK2 is a powerful vehicle, it is not invincible. It is possible to take down the MK2 with the right equipment and strategy. One strategy is to use a helicopter with a co-pilot and a mounted gun to take down the MK2. Another option is to use a homing launcher to shoot down the MK2 from a distance. If you have a good aim and timing, you can also shoot the MK2 with a sniper rifle. Join a crew. Joining a crew in GTA Online can be a great way to combat the use of the MK2. Crews can provide backup and support when dealing with MK2 griefers. Crews can also coordinate their attacks on the MK2 and effectively take them down. Play in a solo lobby. Playing in a solo lobby is another way to avoid the MK2. In a solo lobby, there are no other players, which means that there are no MK2 griefers to worry about. To create a solo lobby, start an invite-only session, and invite only yourself. Join How to access the Oppressor MK2. To access the Oppressor MK2 in GTA Online, you first need to own a Terabyte, which is a specialized vehicle used for various missions and activities. Here are the steps to follow. Purchase a Terabyte. You can buy the Terabyte from the Warstock Cash and Carry website in the game for $1,375,000. Store the Oppressor MK2 in the Terabyte. Once you own a Terabyte, you can store and customize the Oppressor MK2 by driving it into the back of the Terabyte. Customize the Oppressor MK2. Once the Oppressor MK2 is stored in the Terabyte, you can customize it by accessing the vehicle workshop in the Terabyte. You can add weapons, change the color, and make other modifications to the Oppressor MK2. Access the Oppressor MK2. You can now access the Oppressor MK2 from the interaction menu by selecting Services, then Terabyte, and then request Oppressor MK2. The Oppressor MK2 will be spawned nearby, and you can hop on and fly around the city. CrazyDiscosDude.com, a blog for the modern geek, lifestyle, news, reviews, film/TV, gaming, tech, music, opinions, culture, craft beer, and general geekery.